2007. First item up for discussion this evening is item 13407, referred to Public Facilities and Finance Committee. Alderman Lennon, Savucci, Gentile, Merrill, and Weisbach requesting the intersection of Murphy Court and Adder Street, Nananam, be dedicated in the memory of Nananam resident Dominic Bianchi as Dominic D. Bianchi Jr. Square. Dom, I don't know if those of you who didn't know him, but Dom, as the letters indicate, was a guy that was a friend to everybody. And if you were in trouble and you needed dough and stuff like that, Dom made arrangements. I'll give it to you. He was really a nice guy. I grew up with Dom. Dom and I were about the same age. Dom passed away suddenly, driving his car and flying across Grassley, coming out of California. You had to bust open the rear window to get in the car because the doors were locked. And you had to clean it. But anyway, this is to name the square where he lived, which is on the corner of Adams and Murphy Court. He lived in that block upstairs. And as you see, Dominic B. Yankee Jr. Square. All right? Any comments? There's two letters attached to the agenda, one from Joe DiNucci and one from the mayor. And there's one that I passed out that's from Mr. Robert W. Tennant, who was an attorney in West Newton. So that's the story on this. Anybody want to make any comments? Or
I knew Don, and I only know him for about 4 years, but he was a phenomenal person. Phenomenal. What a good guy.
No, that's right down the hallway in room 222. Continue on down.
No, I'm going to see if I can say a group. Anybody else? George?
I'll move it if you'd like. This
sounds good to me. Any more discussion? All in favor? Yes, you're right. That's easy. The next one is item 19507. Referred to Public Facilities and Finance Committee. This is honor of the mayor requesting an appropriation in the amount of $672,530 from the Capital Stabilization Fund for the purpose of funding the Tier 1 work identified in the Fire Station Report on April 20, 2007. Said funds will go toward the design, testing, and renovation of 6 fire stations. Mr. Pryor, would you please give us some sort of a summary as to what's going to take place here?
As you know, as you may have read in the report, I think what is happening is we're going to address those Tier 1 problems that were identified in the report right away at those 6 stations, which the study architect identified, which was plumbing repairs, repairs of HVAC, electrical, like ground faults in bathrooms and things like that, and kitchen areas, and provide new egress lighting. And then, you know, not at Station 4 because we're putting a roof on Station 4 and Station 7, but those other stations that require roof repairs, that we get those done, and also window repairs with that money. I think this is good because it kind of addresses all the stations at once while we gear up and put the ball in motion to start working on Station 4.
Now, once we start rolling on this, right?
Right.
Some more money should come down for renovations.
Right.
This won't interfere with what's being done as far as...
No.
In other words, I'm not going to rip this off and start all over.
No. Not at all. These are the type of repairs
that should have been made long time ago. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Any comments?
Just a question. Construction, I assume $500,000 includes materials.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You got to go off a design for this?
No, you know what we're going to do? We're going to swing RDK, who did the study, into the design work so we can get it done.
Can you do that?
Yes, you can.
I thought that once a guy designed something, he couldn't have any problem.
You know, in the old days, you couldn't do that. You couldn't do a study and then be handed the final design.
Right.
But they relaxed those laws a while ago. We'll still do our due diligence and get another engineering firm to make sure that the price is right, just to have a letter in the file. That's what they used to, in the old days, if you did that, you needed to have a peer review of your work that they were going to do by another
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you don't even have to do that now, but I still do that. Just to cover myself.
All right. Now, do you know when you're going to start?
ASAP.
It's got to go out to bid.
It's got to go out, yeah. But what we want to do is get the guy started and get the plans
and
sets ready.
Design agreement.
No, I don't think so. Because a lot of this is maintenance and repair. No, this is an engineering.
No, we're just going to start right away getting the design work.
Because he's one of the on-call people that have been pre-approved by the design selection. So we'll swing him in.
Yes. Not a question. Yeah. Nick, how long will it take to get the fire stations all up and completed?
With this work?
Not this work, the whole thing.
That's another question.
I can't.
We've got a second question. That's the second item.
I think we should. I mean,
this stuff is going to go right away.
I think as fast as the money comes in,
this stuff should work.
Well, if you had all the money to do all the $10 million that you want,
I have to apologize. The chief cannot be here. His grandson, who he was taking care of, broke his arm.
Oh, no, he broke his arm.
I told him it was the last time your parent's going to leave you with the kid.
Sounds great.
So he had called me and said he didn't think he was going to be able to make it, but he didn't. He did let me. I'm going to tell you to do that. But, that's a discussion I think that the chief has to be on, because when we talk about doing the multiple stations, it's where we put, people when we're working on those stations. One is to relocate a station to another station while we're doing the work, if it's near enough and can be done. The other thing is there may be some stations where we're going to have to do temporary housing. So I'm talking about probably a modular and probably a temporary canopy to put the fire equipment. This first station, we don't have to do that because he is going to, I believe, use station one as, right. So we can vacate this station. He can move the equipment to the station.
We're not talking about the
truck
anymore, right?
No, I'm trying to answer the other.
You asked the question, so I told him to wait for the next question.
So that kind of.
But this one we're on now is going to be taken care of right away.
Right away. Anyway, that's the intent.
Any more questions?
It's probably in the report. Any more detailed list of what station by station, what the tier one?
Is it broken down by station?
It is. When you look, basically what we said that we would do is we'd take nearly $100,000 per station and spend $100,000 on a station addressing those things in tier one.
So if a station. Those things in tier one being mainly the plumbing and mainly the maintenance item.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Does that give you the flexibility that if you find, I assume that the, what's testing?
That was my question. Yeah.
I think if we run into like asbestos or, things like that we need testing on, things like that. So.
But I guess, it's unlikely you're going to find that each station needs 100,000.
Absolutely. One may need 150, one may need 85.
Right.
Or whatever.
And how is that determination going to be made?
That will be made by, by the designer. When he does his final walk through the gearing on these things, he's going to probably, he already knows in the body of his report when you look at the further documentation at the back, but he'll probably say that, just for instance, station two probably needs more work in electrical than this or that station so that we can separate the work and address those things. And I think there are some stations that are bigger than the others when you talk about bathrooms and ground faults and things like that need to be replaced. So I think that's when we'll sit down with him and figure out how we're going to spend the money. I mean, I don't want to say that, all of a sudden this station doesn't need it, they don't get anything. I think all the stations need something. Identified for windows, plumbing, and things like that. And I don't think there's going to be that business.
You're not talking about window repair.
No, we're talking about just several units.
Glazing and stuff like that.
Right. And those things, I will admit, those things later on down the line, depending upon the station that gets the work. In other words, it's station four. We're not doing any window repairs because we've got a window job going on up there right now. So we can take that window effort and put it to the other stations because we don't need it there. And as for instance, in the roof work at station four and at seven, we'll pare back the roof on that, probably jump to, I would say, one of the four remaining stations who has the worst roof, and probably spend the bulk of the roofing proportion near getting that rid. The thing is to try to maintain, stabilize, while we get around to doing this whole project, you know, these whole projects.
Does any of this involve painting?
No. Which, because I think what was trying to be identified is not a cosmetic thing. I think those are the type of things that we can probably, after summer, we get out of the schools, go in and start to address when we lay that out. But I think, they have to do with fire protection, plumbing, heating, those type of quality of life things. Although I know a fresh coat of paint can certainly spruce the place up. And I think the chief has been doing a really good job at cleaning out areas that were identified in the study as being cluttered, like boiler rooms. They had a couch down there for 10 years, getting rid of all that. So my last walk through the boiler rooms, I could see a stark difference in just getting those cleaned out and everything. And I believe we have painted, one boiler room. I think Peter and Jackie have painted one boiler room.
Since we usually are looking at funding a design study and then work,
right.
And this package, what happens if the design study shows that we really need $1 million left to spend on
$5,000? Excuse me, but isn't the design based on the reports we have? What has to be done? That's what they're talking about.
But I assume this is going to be a more detailed analysis. The design is going to be a more detailed analysis.
Yeah, and I think that's a good question. And I think what we're going to do is basically hold the line on the repairs and make those adjustments to where we talk about at Station 4, where you're getting a window and a roof, and being able to move money to those other stations that require instant repair. There's no doubt that I know that $100,000 is going to go a long way at each station addressing those things like plumbing leaks, HVAC things and electrical. It's certainly not going to replace the systems, but it's certainly going to go in there and take care of the wires hanging out of the walls, the loose receptacles, and things like that. I would think it would probably be able to change out all of the devices within the receptacles right away.
Would you be able to give this committee a report of what has been done?
Yeah, we can do that.
We'd like to see that.
And as soon as this package of work is ready to be bid, I'll get it to public facilities before we go out.
I think that's a good point. Yeah. I would like to see, as you go through these buildings, just what has been accomplished.
Right.
So we'll know when the time comes with the renovation what we've done and what yet has to be done.
And I don't want to say that we're not. I mean, we're going to spend money, and there may be some things that we end up pulling out when we go in there and spend $2 million on a station. That I think spending $10,000 to $20,000 for a four-year period is short money. It's like put on the new floor in Newton North, knowing that we're going to tear it down. For the floor in such a condition that we had to replace it was about $280,000. And we know that in 5 years that floor is gone and not going to be able to. I mean, I think you have to. It's like deferred maintenance has been building up. It's either pay me now or pay me later. We've waited really later on a lot of things. Where we're just going to have to put money in, and that life cycle out of that cost of a minor repair is going to be short. For the simple reason we're going to go in there and clean house and do these stations over and really bring them up to code.
I'll move approval.
Anybody else? Any more discussion? All in favor?
4-0.
All right, next.
No, that's fine.
His Honor, the Mayor requesting, 19607. His Honor, the Mayor requesting an appropriation in the amount of $1,969,227 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of funding the rehabilitation of Fire Station Number 4.
Fire Station Number 4 was picked. Was one that was identified by the chief, one that I agreed with him on. Because we are doing the roof and the windows there, it made a logical sense that that's where we start doing the work. it also made logical sense until we can really get our act together on how we're going to attack the remaining stations of one that we don't have to go on and expend money doing temporary housing and storage of trucks at that facility to do it. So it gets us started. It gets us down the road.
Engine 4, engine 1, and engine, where is it? 2. Are they similar in design right now?
Engine
or
station?
Engine station. They're built around the same time, but they're not the same point.
But what I'm saying is, if we set a design for one, would it be due for the next? Because you're telling me you've got to get a separate design for each
one? It's not a cookie cutter, you know. They're not. If we had
they're not the same.
If you put the plans up on the window and take the next station, put the plans up on the window, they don't match.
Yeah. So I thought maybe we could say the block on design.
No, we thought about that. You know,
but right now, as I understand it, you're going to design for a station.
No, this is just a station.
You're not going to have any funds to go ahead and design the rest of it.
Then not until more money becomes available. All right. So.
Okay.
And again, what we'll do is we'll do the design. We'll bring the design back to public facilities so that you can see. You know, how we're going about that'll go to design review, mm-hmm. because I think we're doing some code things. We're taking care of the female firefighters within the design. I think we're dealing with some code issues as it has to deal with poles on certain sides of doors that have to be 18 inches. So we're really bringing these stations up to code. Where it's a lot more involved. It's a renovation job. It's like a $2 million is a
$2 million.
I'm looking at from the time that we get the go-ahead to the time that we get a package of drawings for the street, about 5 to 6 months. And
we're
then
now joined by Alderman Yates from Ward 5. Brian, we're talking about the renovation of Station 4.
That's a good idea.
And so I'm looking at probably, I'm just counting on a year of construction.
For each station.
That's
reasonable. Any other questions, Cheryl?
If this design is going to have to come back to us anyway, why are we doing the whole thing instead of just the design?
I think the intent was to show a commitment from the executive office is that instead of just asking for design money at this point in time, that they will where's the rest. Is that here is a set of funds in order to take care of Station 4. If you suggest, as you've done in other projects, that you as you give us the design money and then we come back and get the construction money, I think that's your call. It certainly won't stop.
We don't know what the amount's going to be, so.
Well, we only have an estimate here, and we're still going to have to refine estimates and get design and everything. So I'm personally not going to expend $2 million in the next 4 to 5 months. It's the architectural portion of the fees that I'm more considering of. And then getting somebody on board, because you've heard the president of the board repeatedly ask me, how can I do, all these modules, window jobs, Newton North without help? That's why we built in project management into this project. To get somebody as an owner's rep outside of the building department that can really push this project.
So all of our projects going forward are going to have project managers?
I think of considerable size of these type of projects, yeah. I'm not using one on the modulars or the two window jobs that we're doing it.
Who will be the project manager?
We're going to have to hire somebody.
Actually, project manager and clerk are the worst.
We were thinking about that.
The worst candidates.
Yeah, but I think we want somebody on board before, while the drawings are being prepared. Normally you get a clerk of the works.
Same thing?
No, I don't think so.
It's not going to be that heavy.
No, and I don't, I've got to check with Weider. I think there's a $5 million threshold for construction manager at risk. And I would have to check on her. And I think this job, I think it's small enough. It's a certain category of job that fits in, that we should get a number of quality contractors at the price that we're talking about to do this job. in this range.
Who did the project management before we hired project managers? Was it your department?
We were a larger department. We had a city architect. We had, we had other people in the office. So we had,
They had the bodies to do it, then. They don't have the
bodies to do it.
You're through, Cheryl?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm really not still.
I think it's nice that we, that there's a commitment, but the number could change significantly.
Well, that's what I say. I'm looking for the architectural and PM piece of this.
And are we bonding this whole amount before we need it?
I wouldn't think so.
You wouldn't sell these. We probably borrowed the money from the bank before he goes out to farm. He borrowed from our own farm. He's done that many times.
I think Cheryl's question was a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is the way we generally proceed on a project like this. And we could separate the $300,000, which is the design and project manager money, mm-hmm. from the rest of the money, make it an A and a B, and hold, approve one and hold the other.
That's the wish of the committee. Way to go.
It's nice that the mayor's finally...
Because it's on the docket and held, it's still a commitment.
Right.
So,
it's not worth getting rid of it.
Yeah.
But it's just that this way here, we're sure that the design will come back on this table.
Okay, right. Maybe why don't we do that?
Yeah. And if it's a different number, we have to
change it anyway.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
My letter was originally written. I normally get a letter that I'm design project manager.
For that purpose.
Yeah.
This is not to say that they won't get all the money.
Right, but I think, when I spoke to him, he says, he wants to make sure that he's communicating that he's committed to this project.
Well, you could write a letter.
That's fine. Rather than want to separate it.
Committed. He doesn't have to, we don't have to bomb the whole.
No, we're not going to bomb the whole thing anyway to do this.
Thank you. Yeah. Just so we keep the main
Is that your recommendation?
Yeah.
Parades too?
Yeah.
All right.
Or A and D, whatever
works.
Whatever
works. Parades too. It makes it good. Yeah. Well, through, Jeff?
No, I actually have another question. I wasn't quite sure I followed you. Did you say that the station is going to have to be vacated while this work is being done? Or
that's the intent.
It is.
Right.
So one of the other questions is how's that going to work? And that's another plan.
I think the chief has to address that and maybe...
So we'll need to address that at a later time as well. Before the
You could give us the design. You have that would incorporate the design, wouldn't it? As for what you're going to do as far as where you're going to locate the...
I think that is a programmatic issue that the chief has to worry about at this point in time. What I'll be getting into is there going to be stations down the line that we know that we're not going to be able to move or shut down a station, but we're going to have to provide those temporary accommodations to support that area.
The location of Station 1 and 4 is close enough to where
that you can pull it off
the area from one. You know what I
mean? But can they house the equipment there?
Oh, yeah. They have to house it. They got a bay there. There's only one piece we're talking about, Engine 4.
What, at Station 4?
Yeah.
Only one piece?
One engine.
No ladder?
No ladder. His ladder was at Station 1.
Mm.
Which broke down the other day. So we separate them. We've got to take a separate vote on this as far as the... what's the dollar amount? I've got to have the dollar amount.
Is the design money separated?
The design money is $200 and the project management is $100. So I think you should put $300 in
the... Is that the total of the design and the...
Design and the project management.
It's a little bit for the testing.
You've
got that broken down?
$325.
So
we'll leave $1 million in the bottom.
We'll do that. Let's take a
vote. Corinth 2 is going to be...
We'll vote on that one.
$325.
The difference between that and the total amount.
You can't change the original docket item. Create a parenthesis for the 325.
So we can't.
You can just show it.
If you just amend it, then the item goes away and they have to re-dock it. So the
no,
two,
no, no, no,
the,
no, no,
yeah. So you need to create parenthesis two for the 325.
The will be the same as the original.
And we'll hold the
original. Yeah, hold the original.
But then the original might have to be changed.
Yeah, you'll have to amend it when it comes in.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. Ben, you want to say something?
Just a quick question. Nick, I have real concerns about when we got Newton North, and we've got all the fire stations, and we have maybe a car school, which is going to come online. Who's going to help you with all the details of all the other buildings, watching out everything? I mean, how is that going to happen? I mean, can we do something that can help your department watch?
He's hiring project managers for $100,000. He's got enough time now.
Somebody's got to watch project managers.
You know, do you hire a project manager, or do you bring somebody in on staff? And it's like it's a delicate thing when you're looking at benefits and things like that. I think project managers, I mean, as you say, it's how far, is it a clerk of the works, or is it somebody glorified to do more? I think what I would want is somebody who's going to do a little bit more than a clerk of the works, that's going to be around when the design and the intent of the design is done, so that they clearly understand it, and it can be somebody other than me that might be able to come to this community, to this group, and communicate what's going on at the fire station.
Because you have too much to do.
Because I've got a lot going on my plate,
got too much to
and
do.
I would rather get somebody.
I don't feel sorry for him.
Well, I don't feel sorry for him, but North hasn't even started. It's, and car school is going to come online.
I'm a project manager for that one, too.
I know, but if you know what I have going on.
That's what I'm saying, Nick. I'm looking ahead like a year or two. Like, we don't have to answer the question tonight.
Right, but I can.
How are we in your department going to make sure that you have the time to focus on the details? Like, if the library needs upkeep, who's going to do the full time after the details?
You know. We've been asked by the executive department to stop thinking about what's transpired in the last 5 years and what we might foresee within our departments as far as level of services to bring those back. I think this comes out of the Blue Ribbon Report, and I think it came out of the mayor's and the president of the board's letter on looking at ourselves and what we're doing. Maybe I come out of that thing and say, well, maybe we should start hiring more professionals in the office. I don't know. I don't really, We did that once, and I think it worked to some degree. But I think we really have to kind of step back and take a look at that. And I think in order to keep this project going is that we've got to bring in some outside help. And I think it's limited to it's project specific in the fire station and what they're going to do. And as I say, I really want somebody on board during the design phase to work with the architects to report back to this committee and to the board on what is going on with those fires, with this fire station specific. Because as I said, I've got Newton North, I've got modulars, I've got a lot of things on my plate.
May I ask a question?
This guy is stretched thin as well.
Ask another question.
Sure.
There has been talk about. I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't know how you feel about it, but merging different departments within schools in the city. Could Cronin do something like this? Would this be an idea that I'm just asking a question.
I will not speak for the school department, but I think he has enough on his plate trying to keep those 21 school buildings operating with all that's involved.
When you were over there, could you have done it?
All of the departments have kind of
changed. You're a lot younger, Jeff.
Yeah, right. That was 15 years ago. Yeah. So I think, and don't forget, he's got added food services to that thing. They had food services. That department was a director of support services. Now it's a chief operating officer. His duties and responsibilities, I think, to the school department are far greater on trying to keep those 21 principals, happy and content and relay that information back to the administration. The only reason I speak to it is because I've been there, done that, but I would say probably not.
Anybody else? All right. First of all, we've got a motion to split, right? And that is for how much? Three worth?
$325.
You're splitting.
Do we need to split the contingency, or no? That's really for construction.
No, that's more splitting $196.07.
Now, this means that the design review committee is going to get this, and then they're going to give us a letter that they've reviewed the design, right?
Well, what we're going to do first is get the design selection.
Okay, we're going to get the design.
Right.
They're going to review it,
right?
And then they're going to submit the usual letter to us saying that it's acceptable or whatever, and that's what we're going to get the design on the table.
Right.
Okay.
Although I would probably want to keep you abreast.
Yeah, I'm not really sure you know that.
And, you know, instead of waiting for their letter, probably bring the plans.
Fine. No problem with that.
You know, knowing that they're still taking part within that.
The sooner we get them, the better. Yeah. That's fine, right? Okay. Lenny, just to bring you up to speed, we are now debating the fire station ready help rehabilitation. And we've decided to give Nick the design money only and then come back with the design and put a parens too for the remaining amount, if you understand what I'm saying. So we're now going to take a vote on the design money only, which is $325,000.
I'll move it if Brian doesn't want to ask questions.
Can I just ask one question?
Go ahead.
Which is, the design money alone is the reason that we're doing that as opposed to the whole amount is what's the rationale?
We felt that, well...
Because this is a new way of doing it.
We've done this in the past as far as giving this the design money. It's not as though we're not going to give the rest. It's just that we're just right here, we get a... get an opportunity to look at everything before we... It might be more than what's on the table. So we're not going to commit ourselves to the total amount until we know what that's going to cost.
But meanwhile, the total amount remains...
remains at one debt. Right.
The mayor wants that there to show his commitment to the whole project. And that's
it's not as though we're throwing it away. It's still going to be there. You understand?
Okay, and then the only other question is... what's been the reception so far to, like Station 4 versus Station whatever?
I haven't been apprised to what that reception. I think you'd have to talk to the chief, and he can't be here because his grandson broke his arm tonight, and he had to take care of him. I think that's something that the chief is going to have to ask on that. I haven't, personally, I haven't heard of any rumblings or whatever over that. And I think one of the things that was his choice, I certainly seconded it because of the two capital projects that was going on there with the windows and the roof. But it makes sense to just get that station out of the way. And it was in a location where he can vacate that station, give it to us during construction, and move the apparatus to Station 1.
So we won't have to go...
We won't have to do the temporary housing.
Oh, okay. Because that's one of the things we asked him to consider.
Right. And I would certainly build that in, and he certainly realizes that that's one station you could do that at. I don't know. And then do you do one and move it to 4? I mean, and do one. But then I think there was talk about, well, maybe we want to go to the south side to a station. So maybe you go to 7, and I don't know when you do 7... where that gets housed. And I think the component that I would have in my pricing would be for additional housing, of the firefighters and something temporary to store the equipment in and around that location while we're working on that station.
The yard there?
We talked about the DPW yard, Arthur and I, but I think that's something we have to look at. But I think this gets the fire stations moving is where we start taking a really big picture look about doing the remaining fire stations and how we handle those.
The only thing that we had, one of the things that we had encouraged him, I mean, obviously we're pleased to see this, but one of the things that we had encouraged was, especially in terms of goodwill, with everything that's going on, if he in particular is going to make this commitment, and one that obviously we want to support, we just ask that, not that the union should, drive the bus, so to speak, but at least get their input as to which one might make sense. Do you do temporary housing, or is there a way to do coverage without doing the temporary housing? Those are the things that we asked. So I'm not sure if there was any involvement at all, just at least get people's input, that's all.
I agree with you. I think that's something that he's got to work with in resolving that when we start to do other stations.
You get working on it, and you hope that, I mean, it's the right thing to do, as we've been saying all along, but you also hope that there'll be certain goodwill that will come about by doing this, and I don't want people you know, sniping and saying, geez, we really should have done this one, and these are the reasons why, and no one ever asked us. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly.
So I just wanted to avoid that possibility, right. You know, especially where you're spending so much money. So anyway.
I think we're probably blessed coming out of the box. We've got something that's already got a jump.
That's why I figured that it does make sense.
Right, and I think that buys
the windows are there, right?
The windows are going to be starting with the roofs going on. And then I think it's a matter of what station do you do next?
Right.
And I think that's what we've got some time now, but that time before you know it's going to be here. Okay. And we certainly want to know how we
okay, we have a
no,
motion.
I apologize for coming in.
No, it's all right. No. We have a motion on the floor to approved design money in the amount of $325,000. All in favor? Okay, that's done. Next,
we need to hold the other.
Oh yeah, that's right. On the other item, the main. We need a motion to hold. All in favor? Same vote. Randy, you want to? We voted on Don's item. You want to move it?
Is that one? I would ask you if you would. Are you going to think, will this be the company you think?
That's a mistake in our
there's no reason to do that.
Okay. Here one word.
Here one word.
On the first one?
Money.
No, will you? He can't. I can't.
Reconsideration. I'll move it.
All in favor of reconsideration on item 1347? Same vote. Okay, those in favor of 134.07, same vote.
Thank you.
Okay, next item. Now we're really good.
Moving right along.
We don't have a fire chief, so should we move hold?
Yeah. This is what, on 5807?
Yeah.
We're going to move NAN.
NAN is fine.
I'll take a motion for NAN on this one.
NAN.
We've had two designs on this thing already. And the engine is parked inside. The ladder is parked in there, so it might be
still.
All in favor of any questions, any discussion?
Yeah.
All in favor of hold? Say no.
NAN.
I meant to say NAN. Next one, 6105. I understand this is another NAN. Sean, is that correct? You talk with these people?
I've been to the city engineer, Mr. Shackle, and the commissioner. They all said Tyler Terrace is done. They're not touching those speed humps. There is no intention of doing Clark Street for at least another 5 years. The traffic engineer stated that those standards for those speed humps could change. Those are the only two places in Newton are allowed.
Sure.
Yep.
Great.
So motion you can hold it for 5 years. They are fine with it.
Motion for NAN.
I'll move it.
All in favor? Beautiful. And the last one is another NAN.
Right.
Oh, really?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'll move it.
Okay,
I'm out of here.
Great meeting.
20 minutes
and
9.
I am impressed. Nice job.
We all pay on the 20th. For what? We'll all pay on the 20th.
What happened?